The Story of Shahriar and Shahrazad, His Vizier's Daughter. Part 1. There were once two kings called Shahriar and Shahzaman. They were brothers. Shahriar was an important king. He ruled all of Persia, India, and China. Shahzaman, his younger brother, was the king of Samarkand. One day, Shahriar said to his vizier,
"I'd like to see my brother. Go to his palace in Samarkand and invite him to India."
The vizier, who had two daughters, Shahrazad and Dinarzad, made preparations for his long journey. He and his servants travelled day and night. When they arrived in Samarkand, the king greeted the vizier warmly.
"Welcome to Samarkand," he said. "Tell me, how is my brother?"
"He is well, Your Majesty, but he'd like to see you again. He told me to invite you to India."
"I'll prepare for the journey immediately,"
said the king.
"You and your servants can put your tents in the big field outside the city walls. Wait for me there."
One evening, 10 days later, Shahzaman arrived at the vizier's camp.
"We'll start our journey early tomorrow morning,"
he told the vizier, and then he went to bed. At midnight, the vizier received a visit from the king.
"I'd like to say goodbye to my wife one more time," he said. "I'm going to return to the city."
Shahzaman rode back to the palace and went straight to his wife's bedroom and opened the door. She was there in bed, but she wasn't alone. She was with one of the kitchen boys. Shahzaman was very angry. He took out his sword and killed both of them. Then he returned to the camp. The next day, the king, the vizier, and all their servants left Samarkand. They travelled for many days and nights. Finally, they arrived at the royal palace in India. Shahriar came out to greet his brother. He was very happy to see him again. He gave him clean clothes, food, and drink. He gave him a palace to stay in.
"That palace will be your home here," he said. "But you must come and see me every day."
The two brothers spent the days pleasantly. They talked, played chess, and walked in the gardens. But Shahzaman thought about his wife all the time. He was very sad. He stopped eating. He became thin and pale. His brother was worried.
"Perhaps he wants to go home," he thought.
"I'll send him back soon."
One morning, Shahriar said,
"I'm going hunting in the forest, brother. I'll be away for 10 days. Would you like to come with me before you go back to Samarkand?"
"Thank you, brother, but I'm tired. You go, I'll stay here,"
replied Shahzaman. He sat at his bedroom window all day. He thought about his wife and felt sad. He could see the garden of his brother's palace from his window. It was very beautiful. There were trees and flowers. There were peacocks. There was a fountain. There were also two people in the garden that day, a man and a woman. They were kissing and laughing. Shahzaman looked at them carefully. The woman was his brother's wife, and the man was one of her slaves. Shahzaman was very surprised. He thought,
"My brother's more important than me, but he's unlucky with his wife too."
And he began to feel better. He started eating again.